Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pooler.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you? And again, I'm just elated to be back. And as you know, last week, seems like yesterday to me, but we were talking about no more time for foolishness. And so every week now I come to you and so many things have transpired in our world. So now we have, for the moment, a new president, and he's been quite busy doing all kinds of things, et cetera. Some are very much understandable, and others are still perplexing. Where are you on these new mandates that are being issued in number every day? Do you understand what's going on or not going on? You know, what condition is your life in right now? You know, are you still very concerned about mortgages and lease fees and car notes and jobs and all these other things? Well, if so, you have a lot on your plate, and how much of that is really wearing on your brain? What is going to be your fate with all of these different types of concerns that you have? And as you know, I've been speaking to you for over 30 years about accessing more of your brain tissue. What have you done to do that? Because I tell you, 100%, 1,000%, that when you can access more of your brain tissue, what used to be a huge, overwhelming concern, you just kind of blink your eye at it now, make a decision about it, and move on with your life. And it's like same situation 10 years ago, 15 years ago, but why do I look at it so differently? Why do I spend maybe a second, 2 or 3 seconds on this topic as opposed to 3 days? And it progresses as I decide. Well, it used to take me weeks to make a decision. So I feel like this. It feels like that. What do you think? Is this going to happen? That's not going to happen. What if I do this? All those different questions and things just take days and weeks to solve what was perceived as a dilemma. And now it's like, oh, okay. I blink my eyelashes twice and that's the answer, and we move on. Now, what is the difference? I can access more of my brain tissue. Now, you have to understand, you've been given a lot of double talk about a lot of things, especially from the medical field and from the scientists. So when we talk about the fact that most people can only access about 10% of their brain, oh, the word came out, oh, that's ridiculous. You know, you can access all of your brain, okay? Otherwise, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, I will say it to you again. I've been saying it to you for over 30 years. The blood supply, the nerves and arteries, the nutrition is going through your entire brain unless you've had a stroke, okay, or you've had some type of shunt or conduit put into it. But now, can you, as a field of conscious energy, access all of your brain? And this is what I have always been referencing, because I've told you that you are not physical.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Jules Brain Balancing Show. You can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.
Okay, I'm back. And I left you with a couple of questions here. Does anyone know out there what is the composition of the COVID-19 vaccine that you are going to be asked to take if you haven't taken it already? We have so many people that have received their injections and are slated to get a second injection. Many of you have already taken two injections. What did you take? What was the composition? What precisely is it supposed to do? Now, we knew that some information was released that it was different, unique, had to be kept under certain circumstances until it entered into your body. It's got to be kept at sub-zero temperatures before it can be entered into your body. What is it that has to be put literally in a comatose state? And then when it gets into your body, what happens? I haven't heard much of discussion on that, because you would think that you would want to have something that was going to be active in your immune system to basically be acclimatized to your own body temperature. So why wouldn't it be at 98.6? Why does it have to be sub-zero and then immediately put into your body? Then what does it do? What's that process like? Nobody knows that. We're not talking about it. Keep talking about it. It's RNA. Okay, well, what is RNA? Okay, and when does it have to be kept at such a sub-zero temperature? Your body is full of RNA. You've got it in every cell. But now if we put you at sub-zero temperatures, you couldn't stay in your body. Okay, you would have to be released from the body, which the body would literally, because it'd be frozen, they would call that death. But now something is supposed to really help the body, prevent it from succumbing to a inflamed state to the extent that your organ systems don't function properly anymore, cannot be introduced into your body at room temperature? I think that's something that we need to really look at. Why does it have to be kept so cold? Okay, and then now all of a sudden it's going to do exquisite things in your body at 98.6 degrees. We should look at that. There's something else that needs to be really explained in detail, and that's what's going on with the actual testing, the test. We went through quite a bit of discussion on that for months here about the test not being available. And then when it's available, is it accurate? And now we're looking seriously at what is the methodology that you are using to test a person for COVID. So a simple technique, as we understand it, to take mucus samples from the nasal passage, which is no more than 2 inches, an inch and a quarter, even for people who have a big, long nose, okay, why are they using swabs to take specimens that they're inserting 4 to 5 inches deep past the nasal passages, past the actual tubinates, almost to the base of your brain? There's a little area, a chef-like shelf there called the cribriform process. What's happening that far back? That's a sacred place, because that's where you can access the brain directly. There's no skull, no solid bone protecting and separating the brain from the outside world at that point. And usually it's 4.5 to 5 inches deep through the nasal cavity. You don't have to plunge that deep to acquire a specimen of mucus and one that contains the COVID virus. So regardless of whether you're symptomatic or not, if you have COVID virus, you're going to be able to acquire the virus on a swab within 2 inches of inserting it into your nose. Why? Because those turbinates, they have hairs on them, and they also are rugated and they move. And so anything that's really back in the pharynx area, the cribriform process platform there, is going to be moved forward until it actually is released from the nasal passage. So why are we probing people so deeply, where we're reaching a very delicate area of the brain where the brain loses its isolation from the outside world, because this part of the brain has little holes in it, like a sieve, where if something is pushed that deeply into the nasal cavity, it can then get access to the base of the brain. Pay close attention to it. So to get adequate swabbing for COVID virus should not be a painful thing. And more people are complaining about how deeply uncomfortable it is that this Q-tip on a very long handle is being pushed basically deep into the nasal cavity, to the base of the brain. We wonder why. Now, some people have speculated that this is an area where substances can be deposited that at a later date can have access to enter directly into the brain. Well, isn't that something? And why would that kind of information come up along with this nasal swabbing activity to test for a virus? These are questions that you must answer for yourself and move out of the emotion of fear and get some information, because you may not be able to reclaim your body and your relationship with your body if you don't have proper information to decide if this is something that you need to be a part of. It's very important. Now, they have all kind of information out about how the test, obviously it takes your name and your address and a place to contact you. Now, whether that's by your phone or email or both, they've got access to information that they can localize you where you are and access you almost instantly. So now, if other appliances are being used, okay, at the time of vaccination or at the time of taking a test, then you are already potentially on the GSP map for whoever wants to have access to you. Have you thought about that? Well, I think this is very important for you to think about. Very important. When it is necessary to have a worldwide drive to get access to everyone's tissues, and then to have associated with that specimen their name, address, telephone number, et cetera. Who's collecting the data? I've always wondered about that. Who's holding the data? Okay, are they sending you the database about all the people in your city, all the people in your neighborhood who have received the test or the vaccine and they've got all this information? No. And so why shouldn't we all have the information if we wanted it, if we can use it? Who has this information that can access you, but you can't access the holder of the database? Why is that? And these questions need to have answers. So somebody says, oh, well, it's for the federal government. Oh, is it? Okay. Okay. Is it for the state? Really? Is it? Is it for the North American continent? Is it? Where are these specimens going with all of your information on it? These are very important questions, and I've asked my patients to ask these questions just about their blood test. When they go to the lab, where does your blood test go to? Oh, what goes to the lab? Okay. Well, did you do any research on that? Well, how much blood does it take to do a basic health panel? Okay. Does it really need 7 or 8 tubes of 10 cc's blood with your name, address, telephone number, how you can be reached, etc., on that? And if so, why does it take so much? We can do anything now in nano quadrants, aliquot. So why so much blood? Especially with people who are already weak and anemic, etc. We need to get to know information about that. Where does the extra blood go to? Are they really just taking it after they draw enough to put into the laboratory analytical machine? You're just throwing your blood in the garbage? Really? Okay, and we really only needed 3 cc's, but it's better for us that we take 8. So just in case something happens, we'll have enough to do the test. Such a disrespect and disregard for something that nobody can make. They've tried to make synthetic blood, and they have some decent substitutes, but they don't have the quality of what your body can make. So it's a sacred substance, and to just take it excessively and then throw the rest in the trash, that is severe, poor ecological behavior and management. So is that why it's so easy to throw trash down on the street and bottles in the sewer and in the ocean, et cetera? All this plastic we have to deal with because of your same attitude that you don't think that your blood or any of your body secretions are sacred when nobody else can make them except your special body. So we've gotten ourselves into a real problem here. No time for foolishness. And so our disrespect for ourselves, the secretions that come from the body, how we let other people handle us, has gotten into a real problem at this point in time. And not until each one of us looks into ourselves, how we're treating each other, what we do to ourselves, then how's it going to change for other people? So we keep this dichotomy going on that you want to be treated a certain way, but you won't treat yourself that way. You expect other people around you, institutions, et cetera, to treat you a particular way, but that's not what you do personally with your own body. These contradictions are coming out. They're being reflected to us in our face. And so it's time now that we start paying attention to what we really think about our body, what we really think about ourselves, who are animating a special, incredible tool that you created known as the human body. Now, I was up a long time, all night, getting further information here about the wonders of the human body and how we independently and collectively are exploiting each other's bodies. It's amazing. The tests that are being done, the apparatus that are being placed on our bodies, each of us, the drugs and the chemicals that we are using. I was just so amazed at the ammo nitrates that were used in the 70s and 80s, okay, to change the chemistry of the brain so that you lost your orientation about reality, and you became what they call euphoric. And so with the use of all these drugs, et cetera, that we're using, it's totally disrespectful to a biological entity such as the physical body that we're still struggling to create. You can allegedly clone, but now go into a thing about the consciousness and the intellect of what was actually cloned. That's interesting. And what part of you was extracted in your cells to allow the clone product to have life? Because that still is just a a carbon copy of yourself. Carbon copy of yourself. I want to have a little interaction with you. Please ask me questions, because this is the time now, if ever, that you need information. Please get it. I don't know if I can answer your questions, but what information I have, I sure will share it with you. But I have just a couple more things to put on your mind to make you recognize that your habits need to change now. You've got some serious decisions to make, and I'm very concerned as to whether you have the proper information to make a decision that you will be able to live with in the future. What are you doing now for your future? It's a big question. So I'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Did you hear that? Did you hear how he said that? A disease-free body. How do you maintain a disease-free body? Can you answer that question? Because there's no more time for foolishness. And if you haven't learned how to do that, you've got some problems here, because we see so many people right here. Okay, well, I'm back. And again, you know, I wish our last 4 years could have just had a little simple interruption in broadcasting like this one, to post what's happened. You know, over these last 4 years, it's been tough. So with that said, it's very important to ask yourself now. So much information is right there in my own brain, and I can't access it. Yeah, you cannot access your subconscious mind. Why not? Well, that's one thing you know for a fact, is that when you are balancing your brain, you will be surprised that you'll recognize. Then you will learn, oh, my goodness, I need to talk to so-and-so. Ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling. It's so-and-so on the end of the phone. Wow, that's something. And you'll say, oh, you know, I was just thinking about you. So everybody kind of dismisses that, you know, that happens. But then when it happens over and over again, when the phone rings, you're on the other side of the room, you already know who's on the phone. Because your subconscious brain knows all this, but you haven't ever been able to access it. So therefore, you think this is just mysterious. But the brain has known this all the time, because it is taking information in from hundreds of thousands of miles away and storing it in the brain. Why? Because your brain is what? A satellite that broadcasts to the cosmos, and the cosmos broadcasts to it. So we can know anything we ask a question about, or anything that we focus on. We can know about it when we understand what the brain does. The satellite broadcasts, receives information, and we have access to it. You don't want to be around here this time and not be able to trust your brain to give you the information you need to make decisions, directions, etc. But if your circuits are scrambled, then no, you're just going to be in the dark in your own body with the brain full of information that you can't access. So now, if you can spend hours looking at TV and going to games and concerts, etc., guess what? Just 15 minutes a day will bring you into the light, which is information, the awareness of what is in your own brain, what is within your own body. So don't squander this time off now. So many things have happened, so much foolishness. and all you've done is just sat there and took it. It's like you've been hit upside the head, punched in the face, punched in both eyes and the stomach, and you're just sitting there taking it. Well, you could have known better. You could have had much more information to help yourself, to help your family, but you didn't bring your brain online, your own brain online, and it doesn't do anything exceptional for you to do that other than pay attention to the geometry that will bring your consciousness into the areas of your brain that you've never been aware of and occupied before. So you go to our website and you can see the address right there. It's juis.life. juis.life. And you can visit us. And we have a big discount. We have a $300 off coupon for you. We have classes every Friday to teach you how to use this brain. djbp.life. Please go there and take care of this huge deficit that is your biggest problem, not what everybody else is doing and what they do. It's what you're not doing about having access to all of your brain. This is a biggie. Now, what other problems do we have real quick? And then I'm going to go to the lines here. I have a book in my hand called The Challenge of Contact. And excuse me again. You know, in the old days, that also would not have been appropriate. But I've sat and I've watched you for the last 4 years be disdained and just talked to like trash, publicly, privately, being treated like less than animals, and you said nothing. So this is how people have really fallen into a deteriorated state of self-esteem and conduct. So again, pardon me, but I have to speak on this before we do the questions here. The Challenge of Contact by Philip H. Krapp. Funny name, K-R-A-P-F. And he used to be the main editor at the L.A. Times. Los Angeles Times, Los Angeles. And what did he do? Well, guess what? He was abducted by aliens and abducted because of his writing skills and was informed by these extraterrestrials that there was a huge movement on planet Earth for the extraterrestrials in the environment of planet Earth. And some of the planets were coming together to introduce themselves to humans. Now, this has been going on for a very long time. As a matter of fact, let me just read this little area here on the book. Okay, in this historic book, a retired L.A. Times editor who has shared a Pulitzer Prize report on a coalition of humans and aliens now engaged in extensive interplanetary diplomacy with a goal of opening contact. So Mr. Krapp, the designated writer and herald for this epic project, shares the daunting challenges that this role has forced upon him in this sequel to his controversial first book written when? In 1998, known as The Contact Has Begun. Now, you can get this at most places, Amazon, et cetera. You probably have it in audiobooks, et cetera. The Contact Has Begun by Philip Krapp, K-R-A-P-F. You should get that book. And then The Contact, The Challenge of Contact. What's the problem here? So your previous president just announced to you early in his presidency that we now have a aspect of military known as the Space Force. And this book entails a lot of the information about what the Space Force has been doing. with extraterrestrials and humans. And so therefore, you now should be aware of the challenge of contact, okay, because contact will be happening for you shortly. Are you prepared for that? Then you have to think about it. Okay, I got this big subconscious that knows all this information, but I don't know how to go to my subconscious mind and collect and witness and experience the information that it knows. You don't know how to maintain a disease-free body. And then you're going to meet other people that have similar genetic information as you do, but they live on other planets, they have different ages, et cetera. Are you ready for this? And your planet already supposedly is involved in trying to combat a massive infectious epidemic. You have so many things going on. Is your mental body and your emotional body prepared to handle all this and make decisions? Well, I say to you, like I've said to you for over 30 years, you can be prepared. I tried to prepare you 30 years ago, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and you've done very little to move in your own best interest. Now the mud and everything else is being thrown up in your face for you to make some decisions. Keep a disease-free body and to make sure that you can get to your future. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to still sit there and wait and do nothing, et cetera? Or are you going to go to our website real quick, juis.education, and find out what you can do for yourself in the comfort of your own home? You have no excuse not to have improved your brain and your intellect. You can do it right at home. So you've got all kinds of things coming to you. Got people already taking your blood and throwing it away, okay? Already you're going to ask people to help you, and you don't know if they're helping you or not because you took no time to learn about your body and how to take care of it. So now you're forced to because we've got people who knows what they're putting in your body because you won't study. You won't ask the questions. Maybe if you ask the questions and do the research, you would say no. Is that the only way to protect yourself from a virus? Well, of course not. That's like saying there's only one type car to drive. Have you been on an Atlanta, Georgia parking lot? They're known as the highways here. And if you sit there because the traffic is so slow, how many different brands of cars are there? There are hundreds of different types of cars. So why would you not think that there are 100 different types of ways to protect yourself from infection and disease? Well, it is. So one way is not the universal way for everybody to prevent disease in their body. And you need to know more than one way. Vaccination has its benefits, but for whom? That's the question. What is the benefit for me? What do I know about how to care for a disease-free body, to keep it disease-free? Because maybe that's not what you need. And it's time now that you mature and be able to make these kind of decisions because you've invested your awareness in studying yourself. So let's go forward because I'm telling you, no time for foolishness. You make one selection and it may ruin your life. You can go to the internet and see what's happening with these people who didn't study themselves. They didn't know if this was something that they should have committed to, this vaccination. They didn't know if this was something they should commit to as far as getting a COVID sample test. And they've had severe reactions because they didn't know themselves well enough. And that's not to say that maybe they shouldn't have had the test, but they could have been involved in helping the person or the people administer what they were doing to them, okay, because they should have had an idea about my body. Maybe your nasal passage is not 4.5 inches long. So sticking something all the way up your nose 4.5, 5 inches was inappropriate because then now it's the base of your brain. Did you not know that? Well, why didn't you? Well, if you had taken some time to study yourself, you could have understood what procedures were proper for you and what they weren't. So you've got to become your own personal scientist. So we're talking about now that science give us our answers. Well, then go to science and get the answers. See how much they know. See what information they can give you about you before you then basically allow them to just do things to you and you just sit there. And then you want to whine and cry about the end result. Okay? You've got to develop faith with your body, your best friend. This is your best friend. It is surrounding you for your best interest. And you treat it poorly. You put all kind of chemicals in it. You don't give it enough water. You're not giving it enough sleep. You're putting all kind of things. What is a Skittle? I want you to ask yourself, what is a Skittle? Why would you want to put something like that in your body? Read the package. I bet you won't be able to read it because you haven't had basic biochemistry, because you would need that to get through the ingredients on a Skittle. So what does that have to do with good nutrition and making sure that your body stays in balance? Huh? A lot of these products that you're taking, they're not even food. They only have nutrition in them. And you're putting that in your body, your sacred temple, your sacred body. And then you're wondering why it's breaking down and having the problems that it has. But look at how you're conducting yourself with no information. You've got a big brain on the top of your neck. It's very powerful, but you don't know how to use it. And it doesn't have the proper information about itself and the body that it is controlling for you to have a joy-free, comfortable interaction in this body that allows you to do anything on this planet that you can put your mind on. So no time for foolishness now. You really have to wake up because we're at the crossroads here. And for those of you who still want to sleep and snore, all you can do is play, be entertained, only interested in the superficial, how you look, that kind of thing, it's going to cost you, okay? Your body's not going to be able to look so good, and your hair's not going to be so right, and your skin color is going to be messed up if you have a body. But these were choices you made because you didn't choose to go deeper into your own body, develop its brain. Who are you in this body? What is your mind? What is your emotional body? What is your will? What is the spirit? You should know all these aspects of yourself. And you can know them scientifically. I think the religions did the best they could do with the level of education that the teachers of these philosophies were able to offer, but they weren't able to make the connection. They weren't able to make the connection to tell you what is the relationship between you and the heart. Your liver, your spleen, your kidneys, because you have a direct relationship with all of these areas of your body. And they don't speak to you like that, where the bridge is always connected between you and all these areas of your body. That is a sacred teaching that's very necessary. And now we're all paying because those of us who do know, you don't listen. And most people don't know, and they're so addicted to substances and behaviors that are not in their best interest. What are you going to do? Because it was never about death. It was always about living. The body is about life. Now, you know, I heard a lecture here before I came in to the broadcast room, and this man was talking about the body is not alive. It's not living tissue. And I was like, why in the world is he in public saying something so ridiculous? We know better than that because we got a line of what millions of people waiting to get somebody's organs, cadaver organs. That means that they're dead and they still work. Are they dead? So, again, sorry, I had to download this information. So next week we'll do questions. Okay, but you got to have this information because who knows what's going to be in your face tomorrow. You get your head on right and you get control of that brain. I love you very much. And thank you. We'll talk next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewess. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.